Oh, that's tart. In accordance with voice actors' lore, I've taken a bite of a green apple to reduce those unpleasant saliva sounds and vocal tics. This is the large room at 5%. Why are we testing so low?
Because we're going to get loud, baby! Loud recording! Loud recording! Modern audio drama demands it. There's going to be mile-long spaceships tearing through the sun. 10-foot aliens with 12-foot mouths. We're going to be fighting fucking zombies. Bitches are going to be screaming for their lives. And that's when the shotguns come out. Chick-chick-bam! Blowing off heads. Chick-chick-bam! Cutting motherfuckers in half! Oh, you say, what about the reverb? All that noise in a 23-foot square room, you're gonna be like yodeling in the Grand Motherfucking Canyon. And that's when I'm gonna back your ass up. Cause, oh no, what do we have here? Do we have $500 worth of acoustic panels? $1,000? Fuck no, man! We got $2,000 worth of fiberglass and mineral wool up in this motherfucker! Oh, I know what you're saying now. You're a broke-ass fool. Where did you get $2,000? $2,000. Try $200, motherfucker. $200, one rented minivan, and a one afternoon, and one poor, desperate, fool motherfucker on Craigslist wondering whoever ever gonna take these huge ass 4x8-foot panels. You know who, motherfucker? Me, motherfucker. Pennies on the fucking dollar.
And that's why it's so acoustically dry in this room now. It's drier than the Sahara Desert. It's drier than my ex-wife's after she started taking those tennis lessons. It's drier than those, what are those things? Those little packages you see sometimes, they say, delicacy or desiccant or delicious or something. What are those little things anyway? You open them up and they look like raw candy and you want to eat them, but it tells you on the outside not to eat them, and the inner struggle becomes overwhelming. Yeah, dry as those things.